7:41. We've got to check on traffic once again, find out what's happening out there. Here's Nancy Sinclair.
The traffic is service of the Sam Dell Group. An accident at Linden Corners. Clearing an accident at Chrysler near Kinney. 81 southbound remains congested from Liverpool into downtown. I'm Nancy Sinclair for the B104.7 Traffic Network.
At 7:54, we're going to check on the news. Here is Nancy Sinclair.
Good morning. It's 58 degrees. Now the B104.7 continuing morning news. A service of Kinney Drugs near you since 1903. There must be a reason. An Indonesian jetliner with 234 people on board has crashed in northern Sumatra, and it's not known if anybody survived. Rescue crews presumably have been hampered by a dense haze clogging the area. Reports say the plane was descending into thick smoke and haze when it crashed. There was a close call that most people don't know about yesterday in Dallas. A Southwest Airlines jetliner had to take evasive action to avoid a collision with a business jet. A preliminary report says the air traffic controller may have forgotten the big jet was there. One of Marv Albert's lawyers says don't count him out, but the sportscaster buckled under testimony at his Virginia sex trial and pleaded guilty yesterday to a lesser offense. Witnesses claimed he bit them and liked to wear women's dainties. Despite plea bargaining for a lesser charge, Marv Albert's achievements in broadcasting will continue to be honored at Syracuse University. Newhouse School of Communications Dean David Rubin says Albert's picture on the third floor of Newhouse Building 2 will stay, lest students and faculty have a major problem with it. Albert attended SU from 1959 to 1962. He finished his undergraduate work at the New York University in 1964 before taking over as play-by-play man for the New York Rangers. The remaining portion of a state aid package for the Syracuse Intermodal Transportation Center has arrived. Governor Pataki's office says the last $1.5 million has been released for the combined rail bus center. Centro Executive Director Joe Calabrese says the last installment will help build a final rail link between the center, PNC Stadium, and Carousel Center. Total state aid for the project, about $9 million. Area officials say the Intermodal Center is a linchpin for future inner harbor development and regional economic growth. If you live in the towns of Onondaga, Atisco, or Lafayette, you may find yourself resetting your clocks and VCRs by day's end. Niagara Mohawk plans an emergency power interruption that'll affect about 1,100 customers in the aforementioned towns. It's scheduled to last from 3:30 this afternoon until about 7:30 tonight. NIMO says they have to cut the power to safely repair a 34,000-volt transmission line near the Lord's Hill substation in the town of Onondaga. In B104.7 Sports in the American League, Toronto tops Baltimore 4-3, and the Yanks win over Cleveland 5-4. Syracuse Orangemen and the Buffalo Bills have the weekend off. Marv Albert losing his job with NBC Sports, and he's resigned as the voice of the New York Knicks on the Madison Square Garden Network after yesterday's guilty plea. The daily number last night, 239. The win, 4-0-8-2-9. The forecast from News Channel 9 meteorologist Dave Longley is next. It's 7:58 at B104.7. Right now it's 58 degrees downtown. It's 8 o'clock at WBBS FM Fulton, Syracuse. Coming up at 8:08, a check of traffic. I'm Nancy Sinclair, B104.7, continuing morning news.
And now, back to more of today's best new country and all your familiar favorites with Ron B. and Becky Palmer.